$50. Hometown Vet in Ocano Falls, $50 certificate for $25. And Bucky's Restaurant in New London, $10 certificate for $5.
Save every Wednesday morning, 9 to 10 a.m. on Frog Country 92.3 WJMQ. And every Saturday, 8 to 10 a.m. on WTCH, AM 960 and 96.1 FM.
It's time for The Breakfast Club with your host, Nick Shannon on WTCH.
And we are back, another edition of The Breakfast Club. Just a reminder, coming up on Monday's show, Navarino Nature Center will be here. Tim will join us. I'm not sure if Kaylee's back yet or not, but we'll find out Monday together. And then on Tuesday, Social Security is in our topic. Wapaka County joins us on Wednesday. It'll be the third Wednesday of the month. Dick Keppen joins us on that day. And the city of Clintonville on Thursday. Next Friday, we've got a two-part program on next Friday, a week from today. Red River Riders will be here, and we're also going to be talking with the Obersteins. And we'll get a follow-up there with that bucket challenge. That's next Friday here on WTCH. Today, though, as promised, we've got the Shawano Area Writers with us, and representing the group, we've got Lee Pulaski. Many of you probably know Lee. Lee is also the president of the Area Writers. And John Mutter, Jr. is with us. He is the treasurer and also a coordinator. And we're going to talk about what he coordinates coming up in the program here. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning, Nick.
We appreciate the call to find out more about the Shawano Area Writers. I mean, some people probably maybe not have known there was an actual writers group here in town.
Absolutely. I mean, we're excellent writers, but we're horrible at self-promotion sometimes. We've been in existence for over 50 years. We meet third Thursday of the month at the Shawano City County Library, 10 o'clock downstairs in the Veslac meeting room. It goes on for about an hour and a half, 2 hours, depending on how many people we have and how much writing we have to share, what else is going on, sort of thing.
Well, I'll say you're both professional writers. You're both in publication and that type of thing.
I've been accused of that.
Occasionally. You mentioned a little bit of history of how long you've been in existence, I guess. Can you go back to the history? How did all this start? A couple guys, a couple ladies sitting around in a room, or what?
All started back in 1966. That was well before I was born. Mm-hmm. So I'll probably let John kind of describe some of the early history.
Well, it started, like Lee said, in 1966, January. And through the years, there were as high as 35 members to the group. And they were instrumental in the Shawano City Centennial book. They kind of leaned on the group, seeing we were writers, and we helped with that book. And then when the Shawano Sesquicentennial book came out, they were interested in work that we did, and there was 9 different Shawano area writers submitted material for the Sesquicentennial book.
Okay, so it started with some of that then, and
yeah,
and you guys just kept going then, huh?
Yeah.
All right. I guess, what are the benefits of belonging to the Shawano Area Writers? And I guess, does it cost anything? Is there any cost associated with this? Or?
There is a $5 annual membership fee.
Well, that's not bad.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, and especially when you think about all that you get from it. I mean, like I said, we meet once a month, and a lot of us read from what we've been working on, what we've had published, that sort of thing. And it gives us a chance to get feedback from people, especially if it's something that's still in progress that we're in process of publishing. It gives us a chance to find out, okay, are we going in the right direction with this story, or is it something that's going to tank if the other members are saying, well...
Yeah, because sometimes sometimes you have your own take on, you get so absorbed probably in your writing that sometimes it's hard to look outside of what somebody looking inside might think.
Oh, yeah, I mean, there are some days, and I'll sit down, and before I know it, 6 or 7 hours have passed, and I've written 4,000 or 5,000 words, and it's like, where did the day go?
Yeah. How about you?
Well, everybody's got their different way of writing, and when you read your work, different people have different ideas about it. But when you write something, you're too close to it. You're too close to that work, and you can't see mistakes. So a lot of times we'll give different members a story or something to look at, and they'll be able to find misspelled words, things like that, the wrong word used in the right place and stuff like that.
Really, so you guys really do dive into that deep.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
I'll ask you both this, but John, since you're talking about, we start with you. What do you like to write about, and what do you write about?
The majority of the things I've written have been nonfiction.
Nonfiction, okay.
Yeah, mostly historic things. I've written about things around Shawnee, places I worked, stuff like that. But most of them have been nonfiction to this point.
Does that come out of a love for history, or where does that come from?
I do like history. I belong to the Historical Society, and I do. I wrote for them. I even wrote a publication for 3 years for them, and it interests me because you can learn an awful lot from the past, but you can't learn anything from the future.
Yeah,
yeah.
Very, very good. Yeah. How about you, Lee?
Well, currently I'm writing mystery novels. I'm working on my sixth one at the moment. I have more than a dozen books in all different genres. I've written a couple of romance novels, a couple supernatural themed, that sort of thing. And I just write a variety, but mostly I've been focusing on the mysteries. Right now the mysteries are set in Gresham, Shawnee County, that sort of thing. So. Mm-hmm.
For somebody who might be listening out there who's an aspiring writer, or somebody who's thinking, you know, I'd love to write a book or a tech guide or something, what's the best place to start? Because when I look at it from the outside in, you got to get a publisher. Now you got to research all this, and that's the easy part, the research and the writing, I would think. But finding the publisher, somebody who's going to put it in print, somebody who's going to bind it for you, put it in their stores, I mean... Tell us a little bit about that process.
That's the tough part.
Okay, yeah. So I'm not exaggerating. It
no,
is a tough
part. No, you're not. Writing actually is the easy part.
Yeah.
And when you write a novel, you might, or any kind of book, you may have a year involved in it, and you might think that's a big chore, you know. Mm-hmm. But finding somebody to represent you in your book is actually more difficult.
Because I'm guessing you guys don't do all the publication and the printing and all that out of your own pocket. You usually probably try to find somebody who's willing to buy your book. Is that how it works?
Well, actually, I think I can speak for Lee and myself. We mm-hmm. publish our own material.
Mm-hmm.
We yeah. have so far. I am trying to find a publisher or even an agent, but it's difficult. It's difficult because nobody knows John Mutter, you know.
Yeah. I do want to, you know, you guys, you both got various publications out there. You're professional writers. I do mm-hmm. want to let people know you do have books available. They are available in the local bookstores, I'm going to guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. As far as the group itself, you're always probably welcome for new members.
Oh, yes.
How many members you got now?
Well, let's see. We've got about 15 members right now. And attendance varies depending on the weather and that sort of thing, and mm-hmm. I know it's been kind of cold the last couple of months, so the room's been a little empty. But I mean, we have a wide variety of writers. We got people and like John and me that write books. We've got a couple people that write plays, poets, some people who do essays, that sort of thing. I mean, we've just got a wide variety. I mean, you never know what you're going to be mm-hmm. hearing from some people some days, and it's always a treat to be able to and to listen to the various stories.
You guys try to, as writers, I mean, there's always that starving artist, you know, mentality out there, philosophy out there, you know, whether it be radio, other medias. Writers, I think, are like actors, you know. You're working one book to next book, but it's pretty much like that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're doing it for the love of it, I'm guessing.
Pretty much. I mean, I probably wouldn't need a day job if I was a huge success right now at publishing books, but
that's not to take away from what's inside the covers. I mean, because it could be good.
Oh no, absolutely.
I'm sure sometimes it's probably the luck of the draw, maybe in that business.
Yeah. Yes.
It's like who you know and things like that, or
pretty much.
You know, once you get a couple books established and you become famous that way, now people just buy it just because of the name, I suppose, huh?
Sure.
Yes.
Okay. I guess give us a typical meeting. What's it like at a Shawnee area writers meeting, and what do you guys sit there and talk about and do?
Well, we usually start out trying to and to get some basic business out of the way. And first part of the meeting, usually we're talking about our youth writing contest, which we'll get into later.
Mm-hmm.
But also talk about various things like how to get our work out there, how to get more people aware and about writing and the benefits and that sort of thing. And then usually about an hour and a half of the meeting, usually runs about 2 hours, is spent with members reading their pieces and then hearing feedback from the other members.
Did you want to elaborate more on that, John?
Well, one of the best ways to perfect your work is to actually read it out loud.
Mm-hmm.
And when you read it out loud, you're going to catch mistakes that you made yourself, and
mm-hmm.
other people can. So reading it out loud is actually the best way to proofread your work.
Okay.
So I guess that's why it was encouraged to do it that way from the beginning of the group.
Did you both have a love for English, I guess, when you were in high school? And
Not myself, really.
No, I did, but...
Okay. No, I didn't.
So yours came from the love of the history.
Yeah.
Yours came from the love of English, huh?
Pretty much.
And the written word.
I mean, I've been pretty much writing in some form or fashion since I was a kid. I mean, my parents were always proud of the stories that I brought home from class assignments and that sort of thing.
And A's and B's on your assignment?
Yes.
Yeah. You were lucky. when the case. I got to ask you both, and you, such thing as writer's block. We hear the writer's block.
There is such a thing as a writer's block. Oh, yes. Yeah, there was one novel I was working on a couple years ago. I mean, I hit a bad case of writer's block. It took me about a month to figure out, okay, I've gotten myself into this hole. How do I dig myself out?
Uh-huh. And or do you just wad it up and start over again? Is that ever an option?
I don't really wad it up because most of it I do on the computer now. Yeah. But
because of high school.
There was a point where I kind of had to go, okay, delete this. Okay, now this makes more sense. Now let's... Now I see the path that I was originally going on.
Yeah, how about you, John?
I've only really had writer's block one time in my life, and that's the first story I wrote. The teacher in our grades, in our one-room school, said, you kids are all going to do this newspaper, and we need reporters and writers and stuff. So I decided I was going to write a story because my mom was a storyteller.
Mm.
So I sat there, and I looked at that blank piece of paper, and I just didn't know how to start it. So then I walked over and I looked at another kid's story, and I kind of looked how he started his story out, and by golly, I thought, I got to have a good idea. So I got to write about something I really liked. So I wrote about snakes. I wrote about a couple guys going to Africa to capture a python to bring back to a zoo. So after I once got going on that, I was okay.
You're okay with it.
I usually know what I want to write before I sit down to write it. It's in my head. It's been tumbling around sometime for a couple of years. Just a matter of sitting down, taking the time to put it on paper.
I suppose, you know, when you write and you put the words on paper, your personality goes into that work. I mean, because when I think of writing, I think of there's technical writing. You know, you're writing how-to books. You're writing this and that. They're pretty much straightforward. You've got your fiction. You've got your nonfiction, which, you know, John, you kind of talked about a lot of facts.
Mm-hmm.
You talked about some of your crime. I'm guessing it gets a little fluffy. I don't know if that's really a word to use, but
that's an interesting way to describe it.
But I mean, you know, you're dealing with a lot more, say, adjectives and descriptive, you know, descriptives, where John's probably more, this is the way it is, bang, bang, bang. I mean, do you guys really go off? I mean, do you concentrate on a lot of those styles of writing?
I don't focus so much on the style of the writing as much as I do, okay, is the message I'm trying to convey clear? I mean, yes, I want to be descriptive, but I also don't want to bog down the reader with over-descriptiveness. John and I were talking about a book that he was reading earlier about how it was describing everything, and 25, 30 pages later, you still didn't know what the main focus of the story is.
Because you were so whirlwind. It was all up in the air. It really wasn't really focused, I suppose. For people I know that read a lot of books, they seem to like certain artists, or authors.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing it's because of the personality that's within that book. Me, I'm more of a factual guy. I like to read the facts. Mm-hmm. I like to read the how-tos. I like to read, you know, the meat and the potatoes. I'm not much into the fluff stuff or the dramatic novels and all that. But mm-hmm. it seems like some people really like those authors. And I suppose with you guys, too, if we were to pick up and read all your books, John, or read all yours, Lee, we would see those personalities
mm-hmm.
as an author.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
And I mean, a reason that people read a lot of fiction books and stuff is for an escape. I mean, and be able to experience something else aside from what they're living right now, and a fantasy, a dream, that sort of thing. Being able to step away and live someone else's life through the written word.
Yeah, I think it's the same with the TV and movies. You know, mm-hmm. it's just a shorter version sometimes. All right, I got to take a break, guys. We're going to come back. Oshano Area Writers is in our studio this morning. Once again, we'll review when they meet, where they meet, and how you can get involved. Also, the student writing contest. If you know of a aspiring student who's a writer looking to be, we're going to talk about that contest coming up as well.
At AT&T, we believe that access to affordable home internet brings you incredible opportunities. You can enjoy the power to explore a digital world of possibilities and connect with family, friends, and the things that matter most. That's why there's access from AT&T. If a member of your household is a SNAP participant, you may qualify for home internet at a discounted rate of $10 a month. No commitment, no deposit, no installation fee. Plus, get an in-home Wi-Fi gateway at no extra cost. Call 1-855-220-5211 or visit att.com/aware to learn more.
SNAP refers to the Federal Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Pricing excludes tax. Service will include a monthly data allowance depending on the type and speed of service you receive. If you exceed your monthly data plan allowance, you will be automatically charged $10 for each 50 gigabytes of data usage in excess of your data plan, even if less than 50 gigabytes is used. For details about data allowances, go to att.com/internet-usage. Wi-Fi enabled device required. Other restrictions apply.
I'm Donald Driver, and I always wear a seatbelt, and so does everyone who rides with me.
I'm John from Racine, and I never wear a seatbelt.
Well, that's unfortunate, John, because even a car crash at 15 miles per hour without wearing a seatbelt can feel like being hit by a 300-pound lineman.
Oh, man.
And to add insult to injury, in Wisconsin, you can get pulled over for not wearing a seatbelt, and you will get a ticket.
Who hit me?
So take it from a driver. Click it or ticket, and let's achieve zero deaths on Wisconsin roads. Zero in Wisconsin is a vision we can all live with. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
At Lakeview Convenience in Cecil, you'll find everything you need to get through your day and your week. Fill up on the way to work, stop inside for hot coffee and breakfast to go. Grab hot deli chicken or something from the snack cooler on your break and bring home dinner in the evening. It's also your headquarters for hunting and fishing licenses, your stock-up location for beverages from the liquor cooler, and gift cards too. Lakeview Convenience, on the hill in Cecil.
Perkins Restaurant in Shawano has delicious dinners, perfect for Valentine's Day and at a very reasonable price. Enjoy the Monterey Shrimp Pasta, also available with grilled chicken, the grilled tilapia with shrimp or steak medallions with mushrooms, add shrimp for just $2.49. Perkins Restaurant in Shawano has a complete menu with something for both you and your Valentines to enjoy. These delicious entrees and the complete Perkins menu is available 7 days a week. Top off your delicious meal with a piece of homemade pie from Perkins Bake Shop. Perkins Restaurant and Bakery, East Green Bay Street, and Airport Road in Shawano.
If you're looking to make a career change, we may have what you're looking for. Hi, I'm Eric Voigt, General Manager at Results Broadcasting, inviting you to attend our radio job fair this Saturday, February 11th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at our Communication Center in Shawano. During the job fair, you'll receive an immediate on-the-spot interview and could begin an exciting new career. Maybe you were always curious what it would be like to work in radio and media sales. Now's the time to stop in and check it out. Ask some questions, see if it might be right for you. Radio is just not what you hear on air, but also web and social media marketing as well. If you have what it takes, I'd like to talk to you. Results Broadcasting has immediate openings for full and part-time sales. It's our radio job fair this Saturday, February 11th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at our Communication Center, 1456 East Green Bay Street in Shawano. Results Broadcasting, an equal opportunity employer.
We'll be right back.
Now back to the Breakfast Club on WTCH with your host, Nick Shannon.
And we're back on the program. We're talking with the Shawano Area Writers this morning. Interesting conversation about writing. Either one of you can tackle this next question. For those aspiring writers out there, because you look around and it seems like with computer, we're talking about this a little bit off here, the internet and all that, it seems like anybody can put anything out there. Doesn't make it good,
right.
But for those that are aspiring, those who really want to take writing seriously or maybe just do it as a side hobby, what advice can you give to them?
Well, like any type of skill, you need to practice it. I mean, constantly. I mean, whether it's writing a few hundred words a day, writing something down in a journal, writing a short story, writing a poem. I mean, just constantly working at it. I mean, I didn't wake up one day and magically realize I'm a writer. I mean, it took a lot of work to really hone the skills needed to get where I am today.
Most people, they don't, like Lee said, decide to become a writer. It's usually something that is in you, and you always have this desire to read, especially. Because the best writers are good readers. And usually people that are interested in reading books usually do gravitate to writing someday. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons they become writers.
Oh, let me ask you about the skills. I don't want to concentrate on too much. But, I think back to English class, and I think about graphing out a sentence, and the conjunctions and doing that. Do you guys, is that just come normal, or do you even worry about that stuff? Do you just write for the ear or the...
I was terrible at English. I'll be honest. I was a C student. I struggled, and to this day, I don't brag that I know a lot about English. But I'm a storyteller, and I tell stories the best I can. I do a lot of reading, and when you read a lot, you see how sentences are put together, stuff like that. Words are used and where they're used, and that's important.
Yeah.
So that's. Way I go.
Your take on that, Lee?
I don't focus too much on sentence structure in the beginning. I mean, a lot of times when I'm writing, a lot of it just kind of pours out, and then I go back and look, and I realize, oh, that sentence isn't quite worded quite right. And then the English skills kind of take in. But I mean, at first it's kind of like being in a trance, just getting everything out there. And then you wake up and realize. Okay, maybe if you fix this here, maybe maybe change a word here, that sort of thing.
Let's remind folks when you meet and where you meet.
We meet on the third Thursday of each month at the Shawano City County Library, 10 a.m., downstairs in the Veslak meeting room. In fact, our next meeting is next week, so if you are a writer, we hope you definitely come out and join us.
Okay, and at least you see what it's all about.
Absolutely.
Even if you like to read books, I suppose. You can probably start there, maybe?
Sure. Yes. Yeah, I mean, there are a couple of our members who... join the group specifically to learn about writing and to become better writers.
Okay. Let's talk about the student writing contest. We're going to talk a little bit about this more coming up after the break here, but let's the nuts and bolts of this real quick. When did the student writing contest begin and how long did it last?
The student writing contest, actually we started talking about it in 2001. We had our first awards presentation in 2002. And then it ran for 7 years. And in the first year of the contest, we only had 92 entries.
Only?
By the seventh year, we had 394 entries. So it was really catching on. In that seventh year, we had about 300 people attended the awards presentation. So it really caught fire. But then we had to discontinue it because... It was a constant effort to raise the money for the cash prizes, so that was the reason it ended in 2008. Then in 2013, we received some money from the George Poots estate, and it was earmarked for getting the student writing contest going again. So we started in 2014, and it's ongoing.
And how many are you doing this year? Roughly.
How many?
Well, you mentioned
entries?
300, yeah.
Well, it's early yet. We've only got a few. Okay. But the deadline is March 31st on this contest. So usually wait to the week before the deadline, and then
people
you
are
get
polishing and
All right.
Well, let's talk more about it when we come back, okay?
Okay.
All right. John and Lee are here with us. Shawano Area Writers. We've got to take a break. It's 8:30. It is time for our Senior Citizen Report. We do it every Monday through Friday at this time. Taking a look at a menu for today. This is for Shawano County. It's the Shawano Civic Center, Gresham, Bondewell, Burnhamwood, Wittenberg, and Tigerton. For today, it's going to be the Polish sausage. You got your kraut to go with that, red potatoes, fresh fruit, and the brownie. If you're ordering in advance for Monday, it'll be the Italian meatballs, noodles, diced beets, mandarin oranges, cherry crisp. Activity side of things, full moon being talked about at all the meal sites today. Over at the Civic Center, ARP, they will be meeting at 10 a.m. That'll be today. Next stop for the Benefit Specialist Program, the Shawano County Benefit Specialist Program. And keep in mind, this is available to advise and to assist Shawano County older adults in securing those various benefits and entitlements. To find out more, call them. Let's see, 526-4700. 526-4700. Next meeting, though, is Burnhamwood Maple View Apartments. That'll be February 21st at 11 a.m. Homestead Credit Clinics, those are happening this month. Next one is going to be on Valentine's Day at Elizabeth Manor Apartments. That's from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. I'd like to find out more about those. Contact the Fellman Center, 526-4688. The Senior Gift Shop inside the Civic Center next to the post office is open every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9 till 2. All homemade items in there from a lot of great local folks. Shawano VIP Blind and Low Vision Support Group is going to be gathering on the fourth Monday of the month. They do that at the Red River Room at Theta Care Medical Center. If you have any questions, contact August. His number is 715-526-3385. And stepping on the workshops, these are 2 hours a week for 7 weeks. They start up in March. If you'd like to get yourself signed up for the next batch in Shawano, and contact them. Heidi is your contact. Her number is 526-4686, 526-4686. And that is a look at our Senior Citizen Report. We'll be back with more of the program coming up next.
Mike Murphy Ford in Hortonville.
There's a lot to be said about upfront, straightforward business and service. There's a trust, an honesty, and a friendliness that just can't be matched anywhere else. Hi, this is Terry from Mike Murphy Ford in Hortonville. At Mike Murphy Ford, we're big on upfront, honest communication when you're buying a new Ford vehicle. We keep it real. We keep it simple. You'll appreciate our no-pitch attitude, and our Ford certified techs can handle anything from oil changes to overhauls. When it's time for a new vehicle, we have a great selection of Ford cars, trucks, crossovers, and SUVs, from the Ford Fiesta and Taurus to the Explorer and the F-Series trucks.
Mike Murphy Ford has the price, value, and honest, dependable sales and service you want but can't find anywhere else.
If you don't take that short drive, you'll never know.
Mike Murphy Ford. Mike Murphy Ford in Hortonville.
It's worth the drive.
Take time out to play at Pine Mountain Resort. The season is in full swing with $25 lift tickets Monday through Friday, live entertainment in the Sitzmark every Friday and Saturday, and lunch and dinner specials every day in Famer's Legendary Food and Spirits. Make your plans for our upcoming events. Abita Tap Takeover, Ski Jumps, St. Patty's Day, Slush Cup, Black Rocks All-Star Jam Party, and more. Pine Mountain is the only local ski area open 7 days a week. Follow us on Facebook and visit PineMountainResort.com. Pine Mountain Resort, great skiing and so much more.
When you or a loved one need special medical care, you can count on Erickson Home Medical Equipment in Clintonville to provide top quality care equipment and service. Erickson's is fully accredited with the ACHC and provides a full line of respiratory services, including home oxygen and sleep apnea equipment, hospital beds and accessories, wheelchairs, and other health care items. In need of a lift chair? Check out the largest variety of lift chairs in northeastern Wisconsin. Erickson Home Medical Equipment in Clintonville. Fully accredited, 24-hour care and free delivery within a 50-mile radius. They take the time to care.
You drove him to every practice, every game. But now he's driving to his first day of college, where the games are going to get bigger, and so are his dreams.
American Family Insurance knows protecting your dreams goes beyond the car itself.
See me, David Cooper, at 205 West Green Bay Street, Shawano. Locally here to serve our existing customers and new customers. Call me at 715-526-4044.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company and its affiliates, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
This is Debbie from Lake Breeze Cheese, Wine, and Gifts, Highway 22 in Cecil. Lake Breeze makes cheese and sausage trays to order. Also gift boxes in any size. Check out our large selection of cheeses and wines. Lake Breeze also ships UPS and postal. Open every day except Tuesday. Visit our website, lakebreezecheese.com.
Providing the compassion and care your family deserves. This is Rob Mickelson from Mickelson Funeral and Cremation Service of Shawano.
See the guy in the truck behind you? Yep, he heard the game. The lady up ahead? She did too. The minivan with a bumper sticker over there. You know, that whole family listen. Don't miss out on any hardwood action this year. Tune in every week on the Badger Sports Network.
This is Coach Greg Gard. Catch all of the action of Badger basketball right here.
Hey, Bucky fans, WTCH is your official home for Wisconsin Badger sports.
Now, back to the Breakfast Club on WTCH with your host, Nick Shannon.
Now we're back on the program. Just a reminder, coming up on Monday's show, Navarino Nature Center will be here, Tim and maybe Kaylee. Then Social Security, our topic on Tuesday. Wapaka County, Dick Keppen joins us on Wednesday. Next Thursday, it'll be Clintonville. The mayor going to step in. And then on Friday, Red River Riders takes us through the first half. And second half, we'll be getting a bucket update from Yoberstein's. That'll be next Friday. Today, though, the Shawano Area Writers are with us. And representing them, we've got Lee Pulaski. He's the president of the group. Also, John Mutter is here, treasurer and coordinator. And you're the coordinator of this writing contest we're talking about, correct?
That's correct, Nick. A little bit more about the contest. We have three grade groups, grade 1 through 4, 5 through 8, and 9 through 12. We have three categories that the kids can write in: fiction, nonfiction, and poetry. And we limit poems to 2 pages, and we limit the fiction and nonfiction to 1,000 words. And we give cash prizes away for the kids from grade 1 through 8. They get $20 for first place, $15 for second, and $10 for third. And the kids in 9 to 12, we expect a little more of them because they're older. So we pay them $50 for first place, $25 for second, and $15 for third.
Okay.
We also give away honorable mentions, so some kids may not win money, but they can win a nice certificate of achievement.
Do you go to the schools and talk to them about this, or do the schools have this information if students can go to their English teachers?
We send letters to all the schools. We sent out 24 schools in Shawano and Menominee County this year, and we are making ourselves available this year. If they want to contact us through our website, people like Lee and myself would be glad to come to the school and explain the contest and writing in general.
Mm-hmm. Last year, we went to some of the schools in western Shawano County because even though it's been revived the last couple of years, the writing contest, we hadn't been seeing anything from Tigerton, Wittenberg, Buller, that area.
So. It was back to that promotion part, right?
Absolutely. Like I said, we're excellent writers, but we're horrible promoters. So last year we made a conscious effort, John, myself, and Dennis Vickers, one of our other members, and traveled to the Tigerton, Wittenberg, and Buller schools and spoke with administrators, teachers, that sort of thing. And that kind of boosted participation on that side of the county.
Okay. You mentioned 300 and some a few years ago, and it's early now. Are the kids, you know, we hear sometimes, you know, they're getting so involved in their electronic devices that they're not picking up the books, they're not doing the penmanship type stuff anymore. Do you ever see that in the writing skills of these young kids?
Sometimes. I mean, around the middle school level, I mean, some of the entries are kind of reminiscent of that, but by and far you see that there are a lot of kids that are learning the lessons that their English teachers tell them. Okay. and translating that into their writing, because I mean some of the work is pretty impressive. I handle a lot of the electronic entries, and I take a look at some of what they've written, and I'm just blown away by the way they're able to describe things at such a young age.
Because when I, you know, sometimes when I look at work from younger people, it's almost in text form. You know, R-A-R-E is just the letter R.
Yeah.
Because they're so used to the text language.
That don't work here.
Exactly. Now, you said you've got all these entries coming in. I'm guessing it's just not you two reading these things? Or do you have some judges that help you out? On
oh,
that,
yes. Oh, yes, okay. Definitely.
Let's talk about the judges. Where do you get the judges from?
I have a list of quite a few people around the state of Wisconsin. I got it through another large writing group. So we have a pool of judges, and we try to change judges every year because we had that one year a judge picked one writer, and she was in the following year, and she picked that writer again because she liked that writer. So therefore, we have to change
a little prejudice.
Yeah,
a little,
She didn't know who it was, but she just liked her writing, and so in order to have some more fresh input, we always change the judges every year, and they come from anywhere outside of Shawnee Menominee County.
Okay, so they're not they don't have that maybe biased, you might want to call it.
Right. They don't know the name of the student either. There's no name on the entry when they get it.
Okay.
So, and they don't know what school they're from or nothing.
All right. Now, obviously, the students are in school right now, but their parents, their grandparents, their guardians are listening. What's the deadline again?
March 31st.
March 31st. So about a month and a half here we've got to go. Do they get these back to the school then, or do they get them to you at the group?
There are two ways to get entries to us. I mean, and a lot of them do return them to their teachers, and they do send them to us, but usually the easiest way is to send it directly to us. You can send entries by mail to P.O. Box 657, Shawnee, Wisconsin, or you can submit them by email. They're on our website, ShawneeAreaWriters.org. We have an entry form. You fill out the entry form, submit your entry as an attachment, and you can email it to me at dleepulaski@yahoo.com. And that's how we get most of our electronic entries.
Right. I know, John, you mentioned a lot of the guidelines earlier when we first started talking about it. Are those available at a website or a Facebook page or something?
They're on our website.
Okay, let's let folks know the website then.
www.shawneeareawriters.org.
ShawneeAreaWriters.org.
Yes.
Okay, and all the guidelines are there. People can go back and revisit those. And so you get all these back in March, and then what's the procedure?
Procedure then is to send them through the mail to the judges, and we have the judges. There will be three judges, one for fiction, nonfiction, and poetry.
So they're judging in their specialty, maybe.
Yes, and they'll be judging all 12 grades. You know, there'll be, but see, the kids in the 1 to 4 grade group, they will just be competing against each other. They won't be competing against older kids.
Okay, right.
So the judge will get all of those entries from 1 to 12 in fiction, or nonfiction, or poetry.
Okay. And then they make their selections.
Mm-hmm.
You get a winner. You get your honoraries. And then what? You notify the writers? You have a awards banquet or something? Or
what we're going to do this year is we're going to try to get it on our website, all the winning students, and then we will send a letter to the school telling what students won. And then we will have an awards presentation. And that this year is going to be on April 29th, and it's going to be at Melke Arts Center. And we'll be giving out cash prizes, certificates of achievement. We usually give all the kids a monthly writing magazine that we send away for, and it's really a nice get-together.
And I suppose, you know, for the older students who walk away, you know, with a prize, to them that's... If they're thinking about going into English or writing, I mean, that's kind of a nice little pat on the back for them.
It is.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You want? Oh, okay. I guess it's the Milky you said on the 29th will be the award show. Anything the schools should know about the contest that might be listening?
Well,
are the teachers out there?
We always have, when they come into the Milky Arts Center, we'll have a place where the kids can sign up for door prizes. And we always send off to authors around the Midwest and get books that will relate to the kids in their age group, get the authors to sign it. And then we pick names and give out door prizes. Mm-hmm. And we also have a big bowl of candy there for the kids. And I always emphasize to the kids that they got to make sure the last kid that leaves that place, the bowl's got to be empty, because otherwise the rest of the group makes me eat what's left, and I can't eat that much candy anymore.
We're all trying to watch our figures.
I have to say, though, you know, in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, you're jazzing these kids up with sugar during a, and they're closed in all box in the theater. Do they sit still?
And they're pretty good. And okay. I mean the ceremony only lasts about an hour or so. So I mean, and hopefully by then the sugar hasn't taken full effect. Yeah. So we can just kind of push them out of the theater and be like, yeah, there they go.
There they go. Now, the folks that win, do they get their work published on your website, or is it put in some sort of publication or anything? Or?
We've talked about that. We haven't published it anywhere yet. But I mean, it's something that we've talked about and to be a part of the process.
Okay. I know we've got some poems that you guys brought with you. Mm-hmm. We'll be reading some of those. How many did you bring with you? I want to make sure we're going to have time.
I've got one, and John has one.
Okay, so we will have enough time then. A couple more things. Anything about the contest that we didn't mention that you want to talk about?
Well, the kids that win first place, we usually write an article for the paper, and the kids that won first place will have their picture in mm-hmm. the paper.
Okay.
And that's pretty important. And what else?
I mean, we just encourage any teachers, school administrators that might be listening to encourage their kids to participate, because I mean, we're still in the rebuilding process even mm-hmm. after 3 years of doing this, and we definitely want as many entries as possible. I mean, whether it's from class assignments or if it's something that kids come up with on their own, I mean, mm-hmm. we're interested in having a wide variety of things submitted.
You mentioned earlier, you know, the George, you know, the Memorial Fund and the money that came through some of that kind of revitalized this contest. What if there's some older authors out there who haven't written anything, they've got that love for reading, they've got that love for writing, if they want to donate monetarily, can they donate to you guys as a club and help out? Or
absolutely.
Or some of those, sure. You mentioned prizes of the night of the awards, maybe there's businesses out there that want to, you know, give you a basket or help you out that way, because they know that writing and reading and, you know, the English is such important to these youth.
And absolutely. I mean, we always welcome contributions. I mean, George Putz gave us quite a bit of money to continue this writing contest, but, I mean, we're not going to turn away anyone in the community who wants to participate, whether it's money or helping out, that sort of thing.
And the best way to probably contact you is via the website?
Yes.
Sure, yeah. Okay. Or call us.
All right. Let's read one of the poems before we go into break. Whichever one you guys want to go first, and then we'll take a break and we'll come back and wrap up.
All right. I like to read a poem that my mother wrote. She wrote a book of poetry. She was a poet for 40 years, and she wrote this one that I always liked. It's called The Enchanted Hill. There's a high green hill that I love to climb on a balmy summer day, to watch the clouds form lovely things as they slowly pass my way. Some fuzzy bears do a tumbling act and are as funny as can be. Then a fleet of ships go sailing by through a calm and azure sea. Warriors bold on great white steeds, all armed with spears to fight. A dragon fierce who has puffed on by, then disappeared from sight. This is my escape from a busy world and the problems that come my way. Soon I'll return to the high green hill to spend another day.
And you said that was from your mom?
My late mother, yeah.
Yeah. Well, was there a hill that she was talking about in there that you remember as a kid?
Imaginary hill.
Okay. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. Shawano Area Writers are in our spotlight this morning. Back with more next.
At AT&T, we believe that access to affordable home internet brings you incredible opportunities. You can enjoy the power to explore a digital world of possibilities and connect with family, friends, and the things that matter most. That's why there's access from AT&T. If a member of your household is a SNAP participant, you may qualify for home internet at a discounted rate of $10 a month. No commitment, no deposit, no installation fee. Plus, get an in-home Wi-Fi gateway at no extra cost. Call 1-855-220-5211 or visit att.com/aware to learn more.
SNAP refers to the Federal Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Pricing excludes tax. Service will include a monthly data allowance depending on the type and speed of service you receive. If you exceed your monthly data plan allowance, you will be automatically charged $10 for each 50 gigabytes of data usage in excess of your data plan, even if less than 50 gigabytes is used. For details about data allowances, go to att.com/internet-usage. Wi-Fi enabled device required. Other restrictions apply.
As a dairy farmer, you know a thing or two about hard work. At Badgerland Financial, you'll find products and services that help make your job a little easier. Loans, tax and accounting, crop insurance, and more. And that's just the beginning. At Badgerland Financial, we know ag because we are ag. So let's get working together. Visit BadgerlandFinancial.com today.
Badgerland Financial.
Badgerland Financial. Cultivating rural life.
Screamin' Head Buzz presents the 2017 Numb Nuts Jamboree this Saturday on Shauna Lake. Head to Cecil Cove. The heated tent opens at 11 a.m. Join the fishing derby, food and beer, raffles all day, and a meat raffle from noon until 3. Join the fun and music, too, with a DJ noon till 3, then Johnny Watt at 3 p.m. Other great events include this year's Bowl for Kids' Sake at 11 a.m. and the Fire on Ice Racing Invitational at 11 a.m. Staying the weekend? Special rates are available at the Shauna Four Seasons Hotel, and this year, enjoy free shuttle service from the Four Seasons, Tom's Tap, and Club 117. The shuttle runs every hour beginning at 10:45. We know you want to go nuts, so let's all go nuts at this year's Numb Nuts Jamboree, presented by Screamin' Head Buzz. Proceeds benefit Big Brothers Big Sisters of Shawnee County and other Nuts charities. All the fun begins at 11 a.m.
Perkins Restaurant in Shawnee has delicious dinners, perfect for Valentine's Day and at a very reasonable price. Enjoy the Monterey Shrimp Pasta, also available with grilled chicken, the grilled tilapia with shrimp or steak medallions with mushrooms, add shrimp for just $2.49. Perkins Restaurant in Shawnee has a complete menu with something for both you and your Valentines to enjoy. These delicious entrees and the complete Perkins menu is available 7 days a week. Top off your delicious meal with a piece of homemade pie from Perkins Bake Shop. Perkins Restaurant and Bakery, East Green Bay Street, Van Airport Road in Shawnee.
Love is in the air, and it's also on air. It sure is. At WTCH, Love is on air in our Show Us Your Love contest. Share a couple's photo, and you'll be eligible to win a limo ride from Heritage Limousine, a romantic dinner for two at Classics Restaurant and Lounge in Shawnee, and a one-night stay at Bridgeport Waterfront Resort. Submit your photo through the link on our Facebook page or on our website, tchdailynews.com. Love is on air with WTCH.
Presented by Classics Restaurant and Lounge in Shawnee, by Heritage Limousine Service, and by Bridgeport Waterfront Resort. Submit your photo by February 19th.
Now, back to the Breakfast Club on WTCH with your host, Nick Shannon.
Now we're back on the Breakfast Club. We've been talking to Shawnee area writers this hour. I want to thank John and Lee for their time this morning, informing us and letting us know that the group is out there. Again, remind us when you meet and where.
We meet on the third Thursday of each month, 10 a.m., at the Shawnee City County Library downstairs in the Veselac Meeting Room.
And you have a website if people want to go there to find out more?
www.shawneeareawriters.org.
Okay, so for those who maybe not have heard about you or new in the area, mm-hmm. there's a group that's out there and they're very active in the community. We also were talking about the writing contest. You give us the deadline of that again, John?
That's March 31st.
Okay, and if your kids haven't told you about it yet and you know they've got some talent when it comes to writing, you've read their stories, you've put it up on the refrigerator, or even the older adults or the older younger kids in high school, find out about it. They've been told through their English teachers and their schools, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're both professionals. You both have got publications out there, both John and Lee. And one of the other, I want to talk about the anthology a little bit, but first we're going to read your poem.
Okay.
We'll do that. I want to make sure we got enough time for that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and it's a good one. It's not mine. This was written by one of our late members, Marianne Nelson. This poem is currently on display at the Shawano Civic Center and framed and everything. But it's a really good one, and I think it's one that Packers fans are really going to enjoy. It's called The Green Bay Malady. There's an epidemic running rampant in Green Bay known as Packeritis. Caused by excitement and enthusiasm welling up inside us, it spreads far and wide because it is contagious. We get wild and crazy and act downright outrageous. There is no cure. There are no meds. We wear chunks of cheese up on our heads. We flaunt our team's colors of green and gold from the frozen tundra that's icy and cold. Before the game, we celebrate. We socialize and tailgate. During the game, the disease metastasizes. Our pulse increases. Our temperature rises. We yell, we holler, we scream, we cheer, pausing only briefly for a brat and a beer. If we win, the disease gets serious. We go berserk and get delirious. We're really not sick at all. We're having fun. We're healthy as can be. We're victims of Packeritis, the Green Bay malady. Oh yes, our team also has an affliction. It is called the winning addiction. To beat each team is their goal and win another Super Bowl.
And we came so close this year.
I know, it's a timeless poem. It's something that even though she wrote it years ago, it still applies today.
Yeah, and you said it's on display down at the Civic Center.
Yes.
Which is next to the post office here in Shawano, for those who don't know where that is. So if you want to go down there, look at it. You can find it down there. And I can see that hanging up in some man caves.
Absolutely.
You know, poem on the wall, some Packer. Like I said, you both have your books out there.
Mm-hmm.
They're available. Probably contact you through the website. You can
yes.
find out where they're at. But the Shawano Area Writers, you guys put out a 50th anniversary anthology last year, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And where can people pick this up? And let's talk a little bit about this. What's in this for the Shawano people that want to find out more?
We have 18 different writers that are featured in the anthology this year, or last year. And it was written in honor of our 50th anniversary. It's amazing how many clubs don't make it to 50 years, but mm-hmm. we've made it. And we wanted to showcase what our writers do, some of the talent that they have. I mean, you have poetry, you have short stories. You have essays, you have opinion pieces. I mean, there's a lot packed into those pages.
Mm-hmm. And I see on the back this was dedicated to somebody.
Yes, it is. It's dedicated to Marcy Lightsky. She is our last charter member. And we thought we better do something a little special for Marcy because she stuck around all these years. And so we dedicated the book to Marcy.
Okay. And this was available where again?
At the Historical Society, Shawano Historical Society, or they can probably get it at Amazon. Isn't it on Amazon?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's through Amazon. You can get it also.
Okay. And once again, if you'd like to find out more, Lee Pulaski, your last name is just like it sounds, the city, right, Pulaski. John Mutter, your name is spelled M-U-T-T-E-R, and make sure they put the junior on there,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
And they can do searches for you that way. I got a minute left, guys. Anything you want to add that we didn't hit on this morning? We kind of covered a wide variety.
We've covered so much.
Well, you never know when kids join a contest like this where it's going to end up. We had one student. We started seeing her appear when she was in middle school. She started winning first places. And then when she got in high school, she started winning first places. Even though we were changing judges, she kept coming to the top. And after we shut the contest down, I felt bad about that, and I found out about a contest in Milwaukee, and I sent her some material on it. It was through the Council for Wisconsin Writers, mm-hmm. and she won first place in the first essay contest for children. So you never know where it's going to lead.
Okay. A lot of time, gentlemen, but thank you very much. Once again, the web address for those who can check you out.
www.shawanoareawriters.org.
All right. Thank you, John. Thank you, Lee.
Thanks for having us.
Once again, reminder coming up on Monday's show, Navarino Nature Center will be in our spotlight. We'll have Tim and maybe Kaylee.
Thank you for listening to The Breakfast Club on WTCH. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, please contact us. You can also hear the show on our website, WTCHAM960.com. The Breakfast Club, weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m. on WTCH.
This is AM 960 WTCH Shawano and 96.1 FM W241 CJ Shawano.